You're listening to The Dan Nichols Show.
This week on The Dan Nichols Show, I'm at a three-star Michelin restaurant in Bangkok with identical twins. So you'd immediately be thinking two things. Well, here are two Thai guys who've done really, really well. And here are some of the best Thai food you will ever find. Well, you'd be wrong on both counts because the twins are in fact German and the restaurant is German as well. And not just German, but one of the great German restaurants on the planet that just happens to find its home in Bangkok. It's a great pleasure, a great honor to be back at a restaurant I've been at before with the architects behind it, Matthias and Thomas, welcome.
Welcome to our restaurant. Welcome back, sir.
I was speaking to my wife yesterday. She generally doesn't believe anything I tell her. And I thought, I'm going to a three Michelin star German restaurant in the middle of Bangkok. I guess that element of disbelief, maybe not quite so much now, but certainly when you started up, there must have been a few eyebrows raised. What on earth are you thinking, creating a fine dining German restaurant in the middle of Thailand?
Yeah, exactly. I think, like you say, it's quite unique, I would say. It's very unique, actually. But, I mean, we are here since 2008, so we've been for, like, for 10 years before we opened the restaurant already in Thailand. And so we feel like welcome and home here, connected to the people, and decided to open a restaurant. And since our heritage is, like German, so, and we want to open our restaurant ever since, so we decided to do it here. And, of course, we want to present ourselves. We want to present who we are, where we come from. And then I think it's logical that it's the concept that we're showing.
Thomas, you decided to come out to Thailand. What prompted that? How did the twins end up in this part of the world?
I mean, actually, you know, it was not a coincidence. It was what the opportunity we got in 2008 with the head chefs at a hotel restaurant here at the river. And we take that opportunity 18 years ago. And like Matthias said, we fell in love with the country, we fell in love with the people, and we stayed there for 7 years. But then we felt like open our own restaurant and why not do it here, and we found that beautiful house. And it reminds us of our childhood, our grandma's house at the farm. And it just was bold enough, actually, to open, like you said, a German restaurant in Bangkok.
You're obviously an incredible team working together. Was it always the dream, Matthias, that the two of you would have some venture that would bring the twins in together?
No, I think we never actually planned like in advance or something. Everything happened, yes, organically. I mean, of course, twins, I think we have a special bond together since we, of course, born, and, you know, we make all the things most likely together. But yeah, I mean, it was actually never a dream to become a chef, to be honest, but you know, the longer you tear out the decision what you want to do in life, then certainly at one point it was like, yes, that's what we want to do. I think also because of our grandma, like Thomas said, she had a farm outside of Berlin. She was also a chef, and he was there when he was young a lot of times and helping her with her like harvesting and with preserving of the food and the cooking. And for us, at that time, it was out of fun, but and out of that, actually, we decided to become a chef. Yeah.
Thomas, your grandmother comes up a lot in conversations that you both have when you talk about not just the restaurant itself, but your inspiration as chefs. She sounds like she was a formidable woman.
She really was. Like Matthias said, we spent a lot of time there during our summer breaks, and I mean, she socialized all the families on the tables, and we had a lot of food, and we learned a lot. She had livestock. We take care. We went to the forest and foraging stuff like 25, 30 years ago, and it was fun, but also nice to get in touch with the produce and stuff like that, and how to make them last longing for the winter time in Germany. As you know, it's quite cold over there in winter time, and not much food. Yeah, and that was the beginning, and she was an incredible cook and a very, very heartwarming person.
So lots of great memories from growing up in Germany. That makes the jump over to Thailand all the bigger. When you first arrived, was it an idea of, well, we'll do a few years here and see where things take us? And how quickly did Bangkok get into your heart?
I mean, yes, it was like that. We just wanted an experience in Asia, so that's why we come here. And we were thinking we're staying like 2-3 years and then we're moving somewhere else, but we fell in love with the country and we stayed 7 years at the hotel. And from there, we always wanted to open our own restaurant, and we felt connected to the city, connected to the people. And we, like I said, we found a beautiful house and said, why not do it here?
Matthias, in terms of the restaurant that you've created, you had these memories of your grandmother, but it was still a big call to say, right, we're going to do fine dining German in Bangkok. How long did it take for the concept to catch on, for people to start to realize, hang on, these twins are actually onto something?
Yeah, like you say, it's a quite unique concept. And I remember when we did the renovation of the restaurant and then people passing by randomly at the street and asking what's going on here, what you're doing here, we opened a German restaurant. And like you say, you have to use an eyebrow. What do you mean German restaurant? It's quite unusual. I think also the concept itself, the development of the concept, what we want to do, was not like when we started to think about our own restaurant. It was not immediately we want to be German. It was more like because we put all our money and saving inside that project. So actually we want to play a little bit more safe and saying maybe we want to do a European concept or something. But the more we think about it and thought about it, it was more thinking about ourselves. We want to put our name on the door, and we were thinking why actually nobody really promote German food, even you can say in Germany, you know what I mean? So we were thinking maybe we are far away and we can do that here.
One of the successes you've had is not just to help this Bangkok food scene, but if I think of my formative German food experiences, they normally involved about 30 litres of beer, lots of sausage, a bit of cheese, and maybe a few pickled bits and pieces. I think there's often a quite one-dimensional view of what German cuisine is, and what you guys have done, albeit so far from home, is show the world that there's so much more to German food.
And actually, that's true. I mean, like, German food is promoted... I mean, the food is promoted just in the south of Germany, like pork knuckle, like sauerkraut, like big kinds of beer. But Germany, in the east, in the north, in the west, there's so much influence and so much great food, people don't know about it. Even our parents, if they come to our restaurant and be serving them, let's say, Lapskos from the north, maybe they heard about it, but they never tried, you know. So just want to give a wider view on German culinary heritage. And, I mean, when we open a restaurant, and we've been away from Germany over 15, 20 years, and we get in touch. And it was very emotional to us to do our own bread, our own butter, cooking the things we remembered from our grandparents. And I think that's actually the key to success. If you can bring emotion to the table, people will believe you.
How much time do you spend going back to Germany to see what's happening in the German food scene? Not to necessarily dictate your menu, but to give you an influence of what's changing back home, so to speak.
Yeah, I think we try to travel in at least once a year back. Our parents, they are living in Berlin, so we visit them. But also we want to get in touch with like other restaurants to see, like you say, how's the landscape culinary-wise. But I have to say, it's not too much of an influence, I have to say. I think the restaurant is more like about us, about, of course, German food, but I think also a little bit presenting us and ourselves. So, of course, we see what's going on in Germany, but I think we're going to stay to who we are and want to tell our story.
What about the influence of the Bangkok food scene? Because in the decade or so that I've been coming to Thailand, what used to be this great hub of street food and a cold beer has really changed beyond recognition. And now Michelin stars all over the place, incredible chefs, and a real sense of adventure to the cooking. How much has the wave of change inspired you guys and made you feel that this really is such a special food city?
I mean, like you say, we're here like 18 years and the food scene has completely changed. I mean, like you can find Michelin star restaurants, street food restaurants, you can find any cuisine in the world and such a high level, and it's just developing more and more and more. And to be part of it, it's incredible. And to be part of it, to represent our heritage, which is unusual, like say, for German food to present it in Bangkok, is great.
Let's move into the restaurant itself and to the food that you have here. I remember my last visit, I stumbled out, and not because I'd had four bottles of wine. I was absolutely full of extraordinary food. It was as creative as it was delightful. And I wonder, from everything you create, all these dishes, what's the dish, what's the element of the restaurant that you think your grandmother would be proudest of?
Oh, I think a lot of things she would be proud of. Unfortunately, she never flew in her life, so we couldn't bring her over to really sitting in a restaurant experience it, but of course she was following a lot. She was passing away last year, unfortunately, become 91 years old, but I'm pretty sure she must be very happy with what we're doing here. I mean, what we actually are giving by the end of the meal, I don't know if you remember, it's like an eggnog. It's her own recipe. She did it for family gathering, like Thomas said, and end of the meal, sometimes we had that. And I remember when we decided the concept to be German and talked to our parents, and they handed over us a little recipe book from our grandparents, from Oma Christa, basically. And they tell us, okay, this is the recipe book. I think it's meant to be with you now because of the concept you're doing. and keep continue writing recipes and such. And from that book, there's a few things what we're doing. One, for example, is the eggnog, which the guest experience by the end of the meal.
So that recipe book's still a part of the restaurant?
It is, yes. Will you always be part?
That is fabulous. It forms the bedrock of this space that has given so many people so much joy, including some rather influential people in the food business. Didn't take too long, and suddenly there was a Michelin star for this restaurant. How surprising was just getting one Michelin star, and then how big was the party when number three arrived?
I mean, it was insane. I mean, still, it's, you cannot believe it, let's say like that. I mean, we opened our own restaurant. We always worked in Michelin star restaurants in our past. We always looked up to the three-star Michelin chefs, and to open our own restaurant with that unique concept, far away from home, and it's our own restaurant, and we're receiving the accolade of three Michelin stars, it's unbelievable. But we are proud of what we're doing. We are proud to present our heritage on a different side of the world. And I think that matters to us.
It's really unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, we're celebrating, of course, the whole day. But it's not only for us, but I think also it's for the team who worked like with us together for so long time and believed in us and pushed with us together so forward. And just keep continuing doing what we're doing. Yeah?
I love the fact you're both beaming at this, and rightfully so. It's a terrific accolade, but again, it's not one that's just handed out happily. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and you do have to reach certain standards. You talk of the team. You've clearly got a fabulous team here, but they need the right people at the top. Those would be the two of you. How well do the twins work 100% of the time? Are there occasions when even the famed brothers have the occasional slight disagreement about what's happening in the kitchen?
Quite a lot. But I would say we have measured enough to solve these problems gently, I would say.
Being very quiet there, Tom.
Nothing else to say. One now when you have to step back and let the other one, you know, move forward and vice versa, I'm thinking.
Is that that element to a degree? Twins are often so similar, but one of you has a slight strength that complements somewhere where the other one maybe isn't always quite so strong.
No, I don't think so. It's more like Matthias says, sometimes some have is more creative or less creative or can lead the team better on that day or the other day, but I mean, we are complement both of us ourselves, so. I mean, we're thinking the same, you know, we have the same thinking, even we not spit out what we're thinking, but we understand each other what we're talking to.
Like
it's a miracle.
There's often that situation with twins where they'll arrive at an event separately, but they're dressed in the same things or they've had that same call. Is there that second guessing of each other so successfully?
Yeah, I think that kind of stuff happens every time we go somewhere. I mean, like, it's like when the buddy goes out of the door, but no one coming back and the door in, and then people wondering what's going on. But yeah, it's fun. It's a fun part. It's like sharing girlfriends also. Which we don't do it, I have to say.
That's a different podcast we do. We'll come back for that particular one. One of the challenges when you have achieved such extraordinary success, and I don't think that's overstating it, you have three Michelin stars, you're revered around the world as one of the great food destinations as a restaurant, is what comes next and how do you sustain that and how do you build that? So what keeps you guys waking up in the morning and coming to do what is a very challenging job and what keeps the fire burning?
I think personally, you know, if you love what you're doing and if you're happy what you're doing, you know, you're motivated to come to work and we have so much creativity and we see so much what we can improve and can make better. I mean, we want to represent German food culture, but also the wine culture, the tableware and stuff like that. We want to bring on that kind of the world and that's the next project, wines and progress in our ideas.
Yeah, it's a big thing actually. Wine's coming up. It's for us the next big thing. We're going to close the restaurant for 2 months this year in August, September. And then we're going to renovate the restaurant. We're thinking 10 years open, also a good time to update the restaurant a little bit. Back of house, front of house. But I think we want to really now, the next step for us is like German wine culture. We've just been to Germany last year, 2-3 times to make a real wine tour, visit all these great winemakers. since the opening of the restaurant, we always had that contact, and we're importing our wine ourselves from there. But I think the connection becomes deeper and deeper, and now we was visiting also, and I think that's a big investment going on from our side. Really, we believe in German wines. We're believing it's the right time now to showcase them. They're making incredible wines at the moment. And like Thomas said, we are a German restaurant, of course. We also want to promote German wines.
If you are interested in wine, our sister show, Dan Really Likes Wine, we have Guillaume, who is the sommelier, who'll be joining us on the show in the next couple of weeks. The growth of wine is, again, something I've seen in Bangkok, and there's something wine I was never expecting to see, and I love that element of it. It speaks to a city that is constantly changing, and there is so much life and excitement to it. Away from the restaurant, in as much time as you do get any chance to not be cooking, what is it about Bangkok, what is it about Thailand that's really made you fall in love and has kept you here so long?
We found each a beautiful person to fall in love with, first of all. So we're married and we have kids, and both of us, so we're really having a family here. So I think this is the first thing which makes us feel at home here. Of course, having the business here also, of course. But I think, like Thomas said, I think the people are, you know, like, they're honest, they're nice, they're good-hearted, and what else you want more than have the same temperature all over the year, like, good temperature. I mean, like, it makes everything lovable about this.
A little better than Berlin in January,
exactly.
February.
Exactly, yeah.
I spent nowhere near as much time here as you guys, but I've come to love Thailand and Bangkok in particular. But as a country, there is so much to it. For someone who hasn't been to Thailand, or maybe hasn't spent much time here, from both of you, one or two things in Bangkok you must look out for, other than restaurateuring, if you can get a booking, and then beyond Bangkok, somewhere else in Thailand that you feel maybe somewhere people might not have heard of, but it's really worth looking out for a special experience.
I think Bangkok, of course, yeah, you do visit, but there's so many places surrounding of Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, the north, a lot of mountains, it's beautiful to be there. The temperature also changed, so we have cooler climate in the north, so actually it's quite, maybe like a blanket, really blanket to sleep. It's beautiful over there, but very close also we have Koh Yai with the national park. I sometimes spend time with my family, go there on the day off, just spend like 2 days away from Bangkok. This trip is great. And for Bangkok itself, I mean, like, culture-wise, of course, you can be inspired by the temples and the street food. But like we discussed also, I think now it's like since a couple of years, it's so much changing in Bangkok. So for people who've been not a long time here, it's for sure you have to come back to see what's actually happening. And it's amazing. And
Bangkok is just booming. I mean, it's open 24/7. It's not like in Europe, so you can go shopping anywhere here. Historically, you can visit all the temples. You can go to Chinatown, which is great too. Great food scene, street food en masse. And what I like in Bangkok also is that even when you have 2 or 3 days off, you just go on the plane and you go 1 hour in the north, 1 hour in the south, and you're in a different place in the world. And that's so amazing.
I've got some new destinations to add to my list, and I will be coming back ostensibly to explore more, but mostly to come and eat in this great city, and Surin will always be right up there with the places I want to come to. I think of some of the great meals I've had where I wasn't expecting to have them. Probably my greatest Italian meal was in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, and a great Japanese meal was actually in San Francisco, and the greatest German meal I've ever had has been in Bangkok, and I suspect the second greatest one is coming up in about an hour or So thank you, guys. You've taken something that was so unexpected and that I'm not sure everybody believed would work at the very beginning, and you've shown comprehensively that it has. So not just for 3 Michelin stars, but for creating this wonderful temple to German food here in Thailand. Thank you for giving so many of us so much joy.
Thank you. Just a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your show too.
Well, there we go. The German twins who continue to light up the culinary scene in Bangkok. 3 Michelin stars, another 300 or 400 awards. I lose track of all of them. But most importantly, taking the memories of their grandmother, their childhood, growing up in Germany, and bringing to Bangkok those memories in the space of one of the world's finest restaurants. It is Suring. They are Thomas and Matthias, and they're my special guests this week on The Dan Nichols Show.
You're listening to The Dan Nichols Show.